tumble out of bed and I stumble to the kitchen. Pour myself a cup of ambition and yawn and stretch and try to come to life. Jump in the shower and the blood starts pumping. Out on the streets the traffic starts jumping with folks like me on the job from 9 to 5. Working 9 to 5. What a
Here on the Maggie Dawn Show, I work good. 8 until 7-ish, all day long for you folks. Happy to be here with you as always and ever. My pleasure. And if you want to give us a call, you better be sure that you say hello to Anya, my producer, when you give us a ring at 844-967-2789. just as I was walking into the studio, an article alert popped up on my phone from the New York Times indicating that doctors are quite concerned that huge swaths of Americans haven't gotten vaccinated or haven't updated their COVID vaccines, especially those who are quite vulnerable. And I thought we could just start today by talking about the fact that what we all should expect from our doctors, from the CDC, from the FDA, is that folks tell us the truth, the complete truth, that they get it as right as they can. We understand, we're all smart people, right? We understand that science isn't a fixed thing, right? And that as research goes on, that scientific consensus evolves. We took, you know, what was it? Hypotheses, test, conclusion, right? And then we did that in grade school. We understand what the scientific method is. And because of that, we all should have a shared expectation that the agencies and people that we rely on to make the most important health decisions give us accurate information. That provides us with true choice, right? If you believe in freedom in the United States, and as an American, Let me tell you this, freedom ain't actually free if people are giving you bad information, or if you have bad information. That means you're not making a true choice. It means someone's manipulating you. And we deserve so much better than that. And what I have to say is that the people of Florida deserve so much better than the garbage information, the lies that are being put out there by Florida's Surgeon General, hand-selected by Governor, now presidential candidate, Ron DeSantis. I don't care what the topic is. If healthcare professionals, surgeon generals of states, the FDA, the CDC, lies to us, that should be concerning to all of us, because we don't get to make actual, true, free choices when people are depriving us of the information that we need to make truly informed choice. That's why informed consent in medicine is one of the foundational principles. A doctor won't operate on you unless you are provided all of the information about what can happen and the risks. It's a foundational bedrock of medicine. But just this, in the past couple of days, the Surgeon General of Florida has gone on television and has called for the halt of the administration of the COVID vaccine. It shouldn't be given out anymore. What? That's insane. Sir, listen, if you want to, for whatever set of reasons, which I would argue are probably not grounded in scientific fact, but if you want to forego the vaccine, that's one thing. But this guy's saying, yes, even if you want to take the vaccine, it should not be available to you. I'm sorry, how does that square with freedom in America? It doesn't. And his rationale, and by the way, this isn't just the crackpot in Florida. Idaho has a bill pending right now that would criminalize giving the COVID vaccine. I'm going to say that part again. Iowa is proposing to rob Iowans of their American freedom and right to choose their healthcare by making the COVID vaccine illegal. The Florida Surgeon General's out there lying to people to advocate for making the COVID vaccine illegal in Florida. Here's what he says. He's trafficking in lies. That the simian virus 40, SV40, DNA fragments are present in the COVID vaccine. That's a lie. And that because of that, they would integrate with our own DNA. That's a lie. Those two things are like, yeah, it would kind of freak me out too if like monkey DNA was going to mix with my human DNA and all, like, yes, that would scare me too. And it would especially scare me if a physician, if a surgeon that I trusted told me that that was true. Those are lies. Don't we all deserve better? Forget what it's about. It should not be permissible, or it should minimally be punishable. We should be able to take this guy's medical license for lying to people. When you lie to someone about this, when you deprive people of accurate information about subject matter that they themselves don't have the expertise to parse, to understand, you are robbed of choice. That's the point I want to make here. So let's just look at the facts. No SV40 proteins are present in the COVID vaccines. While there may be residual DNA fragments, there are no safety concerns related to them. There is no potential for like mingling of your human DNA with simian DNA. That's a lie. He also doesn't really understand the difference between DNA-based vaccines and mRNA vaccines. COVID is an mRNA vaccine. And this distinction is incredibly important. While DNA vaccines do carry a hypothetical risk of integration into the recipient's genome or your genes, mRNA vaccines do not, because they work differently. And technical thing is they target the cytoplasm outside the nucleus. So they don't even interact with the nucleus of cells. And by the way, if you remember this from high school or grade school, it's in the nucleus of the cell. That's where your DNA is stored. So this is totally garbage. Here's how many people are dying a week in the United States right now from COVID-related causes. 1,200 people a week. He's basically saying to those people, don't get the vaccine, go ahead and die. One study in The Lancet has estimated that the COVID vaccine has prevented 14.4 million global deaths between December of 2020 and December of 2021. And that number is actually estimated to be closer to 20 million deaths when you use a slightly different metric. So 15 million, 20 million, you know, those people would have died if we were following. Let's see, I don't want to get the state wrong. I believe I said Idaho. Yes, Idaho and Florida's let's make COVID vaccines illegal. This has nothing. This is not about freedom, people. This is about manipulation and lies and keeping accurate information from you. Free choice requires accurate information. Do not be manipulated. Cindy from Appleton, you are on the Maggie Dawn Show. Welcome. What say you?
Hey, Maggie. Well, I'll tell you what. As a woman, I do not have the right to go get a safe and legal abortion, and I have lost my rights as a woman. So maybe if all these people lose their right to having a vaccination, we will get more people up in arms about the choices that are being taken away from us to regulate our own bodies.
Thanks for the call, Cindy. You be safe out there. Let me just say this. I don't want to have people experience the pain of the loss of true choice and death and being stripped of basic human rights for us to move our country and our culture and our society in the right direction. But if you've read the Bible, right? I don't care if you believe in it or not. There's a certain adage, you know, that oftentimes until it happens to you, you don't really internalize it. That's not the way it's supposed to go. We're supposed to care about each other. It shouldn't just be, well, until and unless I feel the pain of such closed-mindedness, I don't care what happens to anybody else. I don't think that's how we've agreed to relate to one another and our neighbors. So I hear you, Cindy. I also just want to remind everybody, abortion currently is accessible and legal in the state of Wisconsin because the 1859 law did not actually ban abortion, at least according to three courts in the state that have reviewed it. And I want to be really clear about what mRNA technology that is the basis of the COVID vaccine and other vaccines, why this is so powerful and why this misinformation is so dangerous. I don't even want to call it misinformation anymore, Anya. It's just a lie. Without the mRNA technology, it would have taken years to develop a COVID vaccine. 20 million more people would have died. This is compared to sort of the traditional vaccine model that uses basically a weaker or inactivated version of the virus to trigger your immune response in your body, right? And that helps you build immunity so you don't get more sick and or die from X, Y, and Z virus. This is extremely time consuming and expensive. It's basically like the old school version. mRNA-based vaccines, on the other hand, basically teach your cells how to produce proteins that then train the immune system how to fight off the virus. And again, these vaccines cannot enter the nucleus of the cell where our DNA is located. Okay? And mRNA technology, many epidemiologists and medical professionals believe they can, and they hold the potential to prevent and eliminate countless other diseases, even cancer. So we all know somebody that's died of cancer. Wouldn't you like to have saved their lives? Idaho in Florida says, let them die. That ain't American. It ain't free choice. And it certainly isn't for the betterment of us all. I'm Maggie Dawn. Come back in a moment. We'll be back with more of the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Welcome back, everybody. You are listening to the Maggie Dawn Show. Go ahead and give Anya a call. Say hello. Wish her a happy new year. 844-967-2745. And join our conversation this Thursday afternoon. Since we are on the topic of COVID, and since my friend Tom from LA asked me yesterday to make sure that we always talk about the things that President Biden has gotten right. Let's start there, shall we? On the day he was inaugurated, he issued a 200-page plan to bring the United States out of the depths of the COVID pandemic. There's been free tests available, free vaccines available, public information campaigns, and of course, the American stimulus package, helping to shore up working Americans and working families across the United States. And, you know, helping Robin Voss's like popcorn company get PPP funds. Ooh, fun. But yeah, 200 pages. Here's the plan. Guess what Donald Trump never issued? The COVID plan. Just to, you know, draw it into some contrast here. you know, a little compare and contrast. He signed 10 executive orders to combat the coronavirus pandemic. He did that in his first 2 days of office. He mandated masks on public transportation. He directed agencies to use wartime powers to require U.S. companies to make more N95 masks, swabs, and other equipment. He ramped up testing for the coronavirus, accelerated the pace of vaccinations, provided more funding and direction and guidance to state and local officials. Joe Biden saved lives. Many. Even the lives of people that objected to mask mandates, even the lives of people who refused to get vaccinated. Because pandemics have this collective action element to them, don't they? Right? Like, it's a highly transmissible disease or virus. If everyone around you has done their duty and gotten the vaccine, you'll probably be just fine because they won't have it and they won't give it to you. So Tom from LA, that's my good Biden thing for today. More to come. I did promise everybody yesterday that we'd have a survey up today. Guess what I didn't get done on ya? You know, just a couple, two, three things.
Just a couple things we forgot to do.
Just a couple. I didn't forget about it. It's just, you know, there are sometimes other dumpster fires a-burning. Didn't get to it. I will. I promise. Usually my Friday early mornings are a little slower. But we'll get that up so that you can all tell me by going to civicmedia.us the topics of the first quarter of 2024 that you want me to talk about, to take a deep dive in. We're keeping a list. The history of women's healthcare, for one. The state of higher education and what's happened to Dr. Claudine Gray at Harvard. We'll talk about it. So if you've got thoughts, give Anya a call, 844-967-2789. You can text us as well as ever and always, 844-967-2789. And Rico, my buddy, texting in here. Hey, didn't Rojo say we're free to try all drugs? Yes, Ron Johnson put forward a plan that would allow people to have access to experimental drugs earlier. If they're willing, nothing like green lighting human guinea pigs. I don't know how Rojo, it's just a mouthwash that'll cure the COVID. Don't worry, no sweat. And you're not going to want to drop off the Maggie Dawn Show today because we have some great news stories in our local and overlooked segment. Terry Barr is going to be joining Anya and I closer to the top of the hour with those things from, you know, across the state that I might have missed. That's why I love bringing Terry on. My thanks to Terry and Anya also for coming on air while I was taking a little break over the holidays. You ladies knocked it out of the park. Did you have a good time? Was it stressful? Like, how did you like doing it?
We had a pretty good time, me and Terry, I think. Terry came on once. I did a couple shows about book bans and New Year's resolutions and what's happening out at lacrosse. Hot and wild lacrosse, apparently. So yeah, we had a pretty good time, but nothing as good as you being here and knocking everybody's socks off, right?
Hardly. It's a team effort. We all bring it together. Your voice has a place, Anya and Terry, here on the Civic Media airwaves. I love listening to you and your perspective. I also always welcome the proverbial two cents, as they say, especially when I get things wrong and mispronounce all sorts of words. Excellent edit. She doesn't just produce and take phone calls, everybody. She helps edit my pronunciations and fact check the heck out of me. I need it.
That's what a producer is really for, I think, at the end of the day. The job of the producer is don't let him say anything too crazy, including terrible pronunciations of Hebrew terms even I hadn't heard of yet. So, yeah.
Yeah, you're right. Like, you might not have heard of it, but you know this Yenta got it wrong, right?
Yeah, I know that much.
I appreciate you, Anya. Happy New Year. Happy New Year to all you out there. One thing, news broke early this morning and I went, oh my goodness, I'm going to have to talk about this on the air. It wasn't in the game plan. And Anya has been really helpful in putting together some sound. The guy who was the former CEO of Lululemon, a billionaire, mini, 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 many times over, a guy by the name of Chip Wilson, said some more stupid stuff in an interview with Forbes. And I want to listen to some of these sound bits, and we'll do it after we listen to some important messages here in just a minute. Not just because what Chip has to say is kind of gross and cringe-worthy, but because I think it is an incredible exemplar of the myopia, the arrogance, the hubris of the billionaire class. Once you hit a wealth level in that stratosphere, no one ever tells you no. No one ever says you're way off base. And you basically can make whatever you think reality. I mean, that's Elon Musk's model, right? And you're often pretty good at, you know, spinning a yarn or using language that make what you're saying sound at least facially reasonable. But when you actually listen to it, it's deeply disturbing. And that, my friends, is Chip Wilson of Lululemon Infamy. We're going to listen to some of his Forbes interview when you come back as evidence and proof that I think most billionaires are probably a little pathologically narcissistic, maybe a little dash of sociopathy in there. Again, I'm not a doctor. You're not going to want to miss this sound. It's pretty unbelievable. When we come back here on the Maggie Dawn Show, join us, everybody. 844-967-2789. Welcome back, everybody, and happy new year to you and yours. I'm Maggie Dawn. She is Anya Esther. We are the Maggie Dawn Show. Give her a call, 844-967-2789. You can always text us, too. We'll try to give you a shout out here on the air. Why don't we hit up these phones? Mark from the SAC. How are you? Hope you're staying warm out there. What say you this afternoon?
Staying warm is someone who, you know, it's just when COVID hit, you know, right in the middle of my chemo back there in 2020, that, you know, that, and that, or the announcement was made of it back in like February, March of 2020, and it just was so wonderful to hear about the development of the vaccine and these future vaccines, and it is just absurd is too mild a word to think of the fact that they want to ban vaccines. I mean, how many vaccines has the smallpox vaccine saved in for humanity, or the polio vaccine for humanity? And the COVID vaccine, you know, looks to match those as well. That it is just, it's reprehensible. These politicians are reprehensible proposing this. I mean, they don't care about their voters, and their voters are going to, some of their voters are going to just eat this information up and just swallow it. And look at the number of people that are getting, normal childhood vaccines now are getting less and less popular. And what kind of pandemics are we going to see for measles, for mumps, for all these other, the childhood ailments that cause endless amount of pain and in many cases death. They're cozying up to death. I mean, they have no compunctions about doing it.
It's really, thanks for the call, Mark. Thanks for sharing your COVID story. I've had it twice. Last time I had it in August, it put me down hard. I've had all my vaccines. I'm so thankful for them. mRNA vaccines, not just the COVID vaccine, have saved tens of billions of lives. none of this crap that people have talked about is true, like the Surgeon General in Florida. Those are lies. Who are you going to believe, this one nut job in Florida? And again, lying, presenting false information, things that aren't factually true. For what? Because I don't believe this guy actually wants to help kill people. But he's found a way to rationalize it in his head because it increases his power, visibility, and pads his bank book. That's why. You think this guy would have been picked as a Surgeon General in Florida by DeSantis? He wasn't willing to sing this tune? Absolutely not. His medical license should be yanked, just like these lawyers who were facilitators, gave aid and comfort to the insurrectionists and Donald Trump. They should lose their licenses too. Nick from Madison, you are on the Maggie Dawn Show. What's up, friend?
Hey, thank you, Maggie. What I would like to say is that I think that with all we're talking about with vaccines, and yes. I am a conservative, but I am not a Trumpist. I want to make that very clear.
So what do you think about these guys going on air in Iowa proposing to ban these vaccines? Don't people have a right to choose to receive a vaccine?
I honestly believe, you know, I got vaccinated my whole life because...
Do you have autism?
I had to, because it was necessary. No, I'm sorry?
Do you have autism?
Do
right,
I?
Like
no,
that's,
I do not.
That's what, and I don't mean that glibly. I mean, like, that's some of the like anti-vax, like, my kid's not going to get any of these. That's the argument they make. If you get these things as kids, you're going to be autistic. False, no scientific basis,
no,
but go
no.
on. I interrupted.
No. I do not. And no shame in that either. But
of course, not.
I just think that, you know, it, at some point, you know, being vaccinated is necessary. You
right.
know? Does
yeah.
that make sense?
Oh, heck yeah.
Yes. Okay.
For some yeah. of those reasons that we've been talking about, right? If you have a global pandemic, something's highly transmissible, it kills people.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
absolutely.
There's a question of like, what's, you know, if you choose not to, do you end up transmitting it to someone who's more, you know, has a weakened immune system and dies? But, you know, I don't want to really get into the question about vaccine mandates. What's really curious and concerning to me is free choice, true choice requires accurate information. What should be the consequence for people that trade in lies and misinformation about a medical decision that could have a life or death impact on someone's existence? Like, is it okay that this guy's on TV and radio trafficking in things that are lies about the COVID vaccine?
Hey, that's something that I really feel strongly about because, you know, I'll just let you know, I'm a conservative. But I do feel strongly about this. You know, we have to vaccinate. We have to.
What do you say to your
friend? There.
Yeah, I totally agree. This isn't just, you know, the CDC, right? The WHO, the European Medicines Agency, the UK's Medicines and Healthcare Products Regulatory Agency. There's just worldwide consensus. I'm sure you got conservative friends. What do you say when they say to you, hey, this is a bunch of garbage. This is just the government trying to control us. Do you just kind of let it go? Because these conversations are a little hard to have, right?
They are hard to have, but, you know, on the one hand, sometimes I just want to let it go, you know, because
yeah.
it's not worth my time. But on the other hand, if they really want to talk, I'll say, look at the science.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I hear you, brother. Thanks so much for the call. I hope you keep listening. Call me up, especially when you disagree, friend. That's what makes the show good. Thank you, Nick. You be safe out there. Keep spreading the word. Steven from Green Bay, you are on the Maggie Dawn Show.
Good evening, Maggie Dawn. Holy smokes, did I just hear a conservative come on public radio and say that he's a conservative and he wants to look at science? That is probably the first one I've heard in like 5 years.
Yahoo!
Yeah. This is what I got to say. Republicans have never really been about facts. Let me lay down some facts for you, for your listening audience. Here's the facts. Why they're focusing on trying to get rid of a vaccine that has probably saved thousands of people.
Billions of lives.
And they're focusing on the border and trying to keep, you know, immigrants and people that are seeking asylum out of our country, which, let's be honest, half of us are here because our ancestors did the same thing. There is a school shooting that went on. We're not even a week into the new year, and there's already been a mass shooting. We have people that think it's funny on the right to make a board game about an insurrection and downplay the insurrection, even though we have countless hours of testimony on that insurrection. If you want to hear facts, those are two pretty stark facts of things that are going on right now in this country. And the Republicans are going to sit there and spew misinformation about people coming across the board, but they're going to spew misinformation about vaccines. And let's be honest, every single one of those people on the right that are spewing this information about vaccines, they probably got vaccinated themselves. Why? Because they went to public school and they had to. This is absolutely ridiculous. And this notion on autism, my sister has an autistic brother, and I can tell you he was autistic before he got one needle poked into his arm. So it's just ridiculous.
I hear you, brother. Thanks for the call, Stephen. You be safe. Be warm out there. Greg, you're on the Maggie Dawn Show.
Hi, Maggie. How are you tonight?
I'm good. Thanks for calling. What do you have to say?
Well, I just want to say, the word I always take issue with here is the word ban. Banning books, banning vaccines, I always take issue with that word because I never think ban is a great word. All I can do is tell people, you know, I've been vaccinated. I have, you know, health issues. I don't know the science of the vaccine, but I do have some chronic health issues, which is why I chose to receive multiple, you know, vaccines and boosters. I have friends and family who have not, chosen to do that, and that's their freedom. But like I said, Maggie, I take issue with the word ban, and I don't think it's ever good to ban anything. I don't know that I can think about. So,
well, listen, Greg, thanks so much for calling and sharing a little bit of your healthcare journey. I really appreciate that. And listen, we all have a friend who's Greg in our lives. You're a conservative or Republican listening. There's someone in your life that is immunocompromised, fighting cancer, that has healthcare challenges. Let's have the humility. The humility and the humanity to care enough about one another to pause and to try to actually understand and receive and demand good information and facts. And I think when we talk about, you know, bans, and Idaho doesn't just want to ban it, they want to criminalize giving the COVID vaccine. I'm going to say that Idaho wants to criminalize the COVID vaccine. Yeah, the Supreme Court has said states can regulate women's health care any way that they choose. I don't agree with that. I think it's absolutely essential to equality, equity, physical autonomy for women to be able to control their health care. But criminalizing and punishing doctors? I mean, where do these lines get drawn? We've sort of gone well through the looking glass here. All right, I'm going to give you a shot at it, CJ, my friend. Happy New Year, first of all. And then second of all, what do you think about, you know, doctors lying about medical facts on television? What do you think about Idaho saying nobody can get a vaccine? How you doing? Happy New Year, CJ.
Happy New Year, Maggie. Thank you for taking my call. Well, you know, there's examples of, I guess, stifling people. You've got evidence that social media was paid millions by the government to squash people's opinions and science.
That's a lie. What's the site? What's the site, CJ? What's the site, CJ, for your claim that the government paid social media companies?
It was testified to at, are you kidding me? If you don't realize that, it was testified.
No, it was not. I mean, this is part. All right. I want to narrow us in, CJ, because we found places of agreement before. I can devote a whole show to algorithms and what should we do about the fact that our personal data footprints have been monetized by companies. And then algorithms are used to manipulate our minds and present misinformation to us. It's sort of a symptom of the thing that I'm talking about. But the narrow application here that I want to ask you about, CJ, is what about the Surgeon General who's gotten on television and lied to people about something that could cost them their life? When we come back, CJ. Welcome back, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn. I was just, you know, rounding out a little conversation with my good friend CJ about whether or not it's okay for the Surgeon General of Florida to get on TV and lie to people about the COVID vaccine. What do you think, CJ?
Well, again, I can give you all kinds of examples where...
I'm not asking for examples. I'm asking you to respond to if it's acceptable for the Florida Surgeon General to get on TV and lie to people about medical information.
The head of CDC lied to America.
Okay. So I usually will let people that disagree with me go on and on and on, but this is not one of those times because what he's saying is false. It's not a lie to tell people what the current state of science is, and then for the current state of that understanding or science to evolve, and for the CDC to then amend its guidance. That's not a lie. And I also want to be clear here, CJ. The government should not be manipulating or telling social media companies what to do. Okay? It's a version of mind control. But we should damn well regulate social media companies so that private actors and others who will lie and traffic in this kind of misinformation, like the Surgeon General of Florida, can't manipulate us with false information, with lies. I think CJ would agree with me that choice requires accurate information. And if you're being manipulated, if you're being fed a stream of information that is being curated by an algorithm that is designed to produce a certain action by you, a certain thought process by you, that is not good. So whether your name's CJ or Nick from Madison or my good friend Terry Barr, Anya Esther, I always encourage people to go ferret out the good news sources, fact check the heck out of it, including me. Thanks for the call, CJ. Terry, what is going on? Happy New Year, friend. Welcome.
Hey, Happy New Year to you too. Great to hear your voice again.
Yes, you staying warm.
Trying. I know we've been so spoiled with this wonderful weather, and now I know a snowstorm is in the forecast in the week ahead. So we'll see how that all shakes out. But I have some local but overlooked stories for you. I can start with the first one and we'll see how much time we have. Is that all right?
Of course, Terry, go for it. Looking forward to hearing what you have to share.
Well, this one, we start with fentanyl. Yeah, but in the new year, we're already talking about this. Use continues to be a problem, of course, across Wisconsin. More than 1,300 people died of an overdose while using the synthetic opioid in the last year. So now police in the Fox Valley think they shut down a major supplier of the drug to kick off 2024. Christopher Turner is the suspect's name. He's facing a dozen charges of dealing fentanyl all across the state, but using his furniture store business. He owns in Appleton as the front. Yeah, officers say they busted him there with drugs and $60,000 in his pockets.
Would you like what's the old-timey word for a sofa? Would you like a Davenport and a little synthetic opioid to go with? Buy one, get the drugs free. How bizarre and good for the Fox Valley Police.
Yes. On it, and again, they think this is major for the whole state. So that's pretty cool. Here's the other one that I can share with you, Maggie. You know, we've heard about there could be a possible tribal casino in the Kenosha area. This has been on off, and that was
the Hard Rock,
before
right?
Then you got it, and that was before then. Governor Scott Walker said no. He stopped the plan. Well, that was more than 10 years ago. So now, 10 years later, it's quietly reappeared on the Kenosha Common Council agenda, and it passed last night. The governor, current, does support it. He says it would be great for job growth in the area. The Menominee tribe says, yeah, it's going to mean jobs, it's going to be money, and it's also going to mean a redevelopment of what was the Dairyland Greyhound racetrack grounds. The county board will get a look at this in about 2 weeks, but I thought that was really interesting. I know it's gone back and forth.
How cool. I went to the Dairyland Greyhound racetrack as a kid with my dad. I learned how to, like, what's a trifecta? I was like, I got that down now. When do you know you're from Wisconsin? When you remember the Dairyland Greyhound racetrack. What a fascinating
story. And I worked in Green Bay, and I went to the one in the Fox Valley, and we covered many stories there. Of course, that one's long gone as well.
Well, thanks for the two stories, Terry. Great to hear your voice. Happy New Year to you and yours.
You too.
Thanks so much. I think the next big question for folks, and it's one that's always been on my mind, is like, what about that, little tolls for out-of-state drivers? Now, the legality of tolls that only apply to out-of-state drivers is a wee bit of an interesting rabbit hole, wormhole, if you will. We don't have time for that today. But, you know, assuming we could somehow make it legal, wouldn't it be great to charge all those Flatlanders a toll as soon as they cross over here into the Zen Zone, a.k.a. Wisconsin? Lake Geneva, the new Hard Rock Casino, Door County, Wisconsin Dells, just cha-ching, cha-ching. Boy, that'd be a nice little revenue source for us, wouldn't it? Listen, y'all, it has been a bristling cold afternoon. We didn't get to even talk about Mr. Chip Wilson, but who cares when y'all have got lots to say? I want to hear it from each and every one of you, as long as it's not peppered with lies and misinformation. You know who I'm talking to. We will cover Mr. Chip Wilson next week. So, Anya, if you keep those little sound clips handy dandy, that would be terrific.
I just sent you an email about doing it. We're so ahead of the curve, Maggie.
Whoa, I love it. Prepared. And seriously, folks, all it takes is like 3 to 4 billionaires and a bad idea, and the entire world can go kaboom. And I'm going to explain to you why. We're also going to hit that Chevron doctrine coming up next week. It's been my pleasure to talk to you all. Stay warm, stay safe, go get your vaccines. I'm Maggie Dawn. She's Anya Esther. You've been listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. Be safe, everybody.
Crack whore, carefree, nightclub, closet drunk, bathtub, outcast, weirdo, stepchild, freak show, black girl, bad hair, broad nose, cold state. Broadway, tuxedo, holiday, creative block, love song, stupid words, erase song, gunshots, orange house, dead man walk with the dirty mouth, spoiled milk, stale bread, welfare, bubonic plague, record deal, light bulb, you keep back hit down corporate fuck, breast cancer, common cold, HIV, lost hope, overweight, self-esteem, misfit, broken dream.